What's the deal with the weather here? Are we in Seattle?
It seems like it. Maybe even a little touch of like London. Yes, but it's just lousy. It's supposed to be nice starting tomorrow.
Oh, really?
For like a day or two, and then you got the chance of rain over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Except for Father's Day. Father's Day looks nice.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting serious, too.
It just still feels like late April.
It's been 15 consecutive weekends of rain.
Right. If you remember last year, we had the most beautiful weekends.
Yes. This is La Nina. Apparently, this is that front La Nina, and that causes all this rain and whatnot. So, yeah. So La Nina is a pain in the ass.
Put a name to it.
La Nina?
La Nina.
La Nina is Spanish for a pain in the ass?
Well, it is now, yes. Okay. Yeah.
A man was shot inside a gentleman's club inside New Haven, which doesn't sound like a very gentlemanly thing to do.
Unless your pinky's up when you do it. I say, boom.
It's called the Catwalk on East Street. Does anyone know of this catwalk?
On the catwalk.
Can you call in your take on the catwalk?
Is it Right Said Fred place?
That's all I was hearing, too.
The catwalk on East Street. Officers were called there Sunday morning for a report of a person shot inside the club. Once officers arrived, they said they found a 34-year-old man from New Haven with a gunshot wound. He was transported to Yale New Haven to be treated for his injuries. Investigators didn't release the severity of his injuries.
Yeah.
Anyone who may have witnessed, blah, 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 contact the police. Yeah. So they know nothing about this.
I
want to know, how does this happen at a gentleman's club? It's not very gentlemanly.
Maybe went to make change, like wanted to give a $100 bill but take change out from the G-string. I don't know.
No, I just picture after you. No, after you.
Right.
No, I insist after you.
No, after you.
No, after you.
I said it to you.
32 minutes later, they're still at the door.
I say after you. I said good day, sir. Bang.
Yes, that's right. I challenge you to a duel.
Right. I forgot my pistol. Who cares? Boom.
It's weird that we call it like the opposite.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, gentlemen's club. Like, yeah, okay.
Catwalk on E Street.
Yep. Yeah.
What are some of the things that gentlemen do? Okay, pinky out when you're drinking wine.
Yes, of course. And I was
hold the door for our lady.
Be courteous.
Yeah,
yes,
handkerchiefs.
Yes.
Right. Handkerchiefs and those like.
What's that now?
Don't gentlemen have handkerchiefs in their suits or something?
What do you mean? Why are you pointing to your like cuff?
Don't they put them in their cuff? It's like fancy. They whip it out. They're like.
Really?
If they're a magician.
Like, I've never seen this before.
I don't know.
Yeah, it goes into the back pocket. You get that,
I'm thinking
that one
like cartoon.
I know the one in the front.
Yeah, the one in the front.
Which you're not supposed to blow anyway. That's for look.
Decor.
That's for showing.
Just for look.
For showing, not for blowing. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm done with my list of things that gentlemen are known for.
They're courteous, like they pull the seat out for a lady, put it back in again.
Okay, pulling the seat out.
Right.
Yeah.
And
when
they leave, they get up.
Yeah, that seems more good etiquette. Like if you went to like gentleman's school,
yeah,
what kind of stuff would they teach you? Like, do you have to like put a book on your head and walk downstairs?
Oh, right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's poise.
Is it that? Yeah,
that's
poise. But that's
like
all part
girls.
Of it.
Yeah,
it's part of the whole package.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, who went to school like that? The princes, Prince William and Harry?
Right.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that
was a whole...
He learned
how to play, like, cricket and squash.
Oh, yeah. How does that work out? And then now he's dancing, pointing at his crotch with his pregnant wife in a hospital room.
Right.
Like, okay, gentleman's school worked out for you.
Yeah.
Flunky. That'd be interesting to have someone come in and, like, teach us...
How to be gentlemen.
First of all, they'd be, you know, they'd be mad before I even turned the mic on. They would just see us how we're slouching and
right.
laughing at fart jokes. And like, okay.
Right.
You guys are wearing the flip-flops.
Right.
Flip-flops over here. Yep. Black t-shirt over here.
Yep.
Yeah, don't make me cough up my hoodie, man.
Seriously. Yeah, see, for hours, I got to be comfortable.
Yeah, I'm a jeans and sneakers guy. Like, I've been it my whole life.
Yeah.
That would be a battle.
Yeah.
Right. I just think that this is, that would actually be a good show. One of these, you know, person who teaches etiquette.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who does the finer arts of being a good human.
Right.
And you put them in the catwalk on East Street in New Haven.
Yes.
Maybe that's where the gunshot came from. He showed up. He's like, I thought this was a gentleman's club.
I find it's a polling bang. I said good day, sir.
I said good day.
Good day, sir.
Maybe that's the set of rules he's been operating
from. You get nothing.
He's like, hey, look, I've learned if we have a disagreement over a seat, we duel. Yeah. It's not my fault you were not prepared.
It's funny because if that guy showed up in New Haven and said we duel, he'd be shot. Right. It's like, wait a minute, those aren't the rules. Right. We're supposed to go out, walk 12 paces.
Right. Turn and fire.
Turn and fire.
Right. One shot only. Not an entire clip.
That's an interesting place to carry a weapon inside the front pocket of your sweatpants.
Oh, damn it. I heard like 15 different safeties go off. I was outnumbered.
Oh, I have so many questions about this, you know, because I picture gentlemen's club.
Right.
It says gentlemen's club, and I'm picturing something different.
Right.
You have, like, the fancy toast points with, like, assorted jellies.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Like, you can't get in without a collar and a jacket.
Exactly.
Crudité.
Right.
I don't even know what crudité is, but, like, it's
pretty crude.
Places.
Yes.
Yeah.
Phil, can you see if the catwalk on East Street in New Haven has a website? When's the last time you think they had a cleaning crew in there?
Probably do like a cleaning in the beginning, like, you know, like most bars have a cleaning crew coming like 11 o'clock in the morning. They just do a once-over.
You think the catwalk?
They probably do.
They probably have somebody coming at 11, clean up the sparkles.
Yeah, you think so?
Right? Yes. Yeah. Get rid of the orange smell.
They absolutely have a website.
They do.
Yes,
nice.
They do.
The mystery juice.
Yeah. Chaz and AJ.
Babble for that.
Yeah, that's more than a gentleman's club.
Yeah.
Oh,
what do you mean?
It's also squash.
What is that? Is it also breakfast nook?
Oh, no. Got to dig a little deeper than that.
A little deeper.
Huh.
Right. Mm.
It's like a pizza place in the back.
Lunch.
You know what I mean?
No.
You get a slice.
It's not a pizza place.
I know I'm kidding. I'm saying something for pizza.
I know you were kidding.
Yeah.
So you could go there and see various adult entertainers.
Right, talent.
What do they call it? The dancers?
I wouldn't say
Exotic dancers, yes.
So you could view exotic dancing.
Yes.
And what else?
Do me a favor. If you ever go, just bring a roll of quarters. Leave the dollars at home. Goodbye. Yeah.
Quarters.
Roll of quarters.
Yeah.
Except for a coin slaughter.
On their website, they do say they have a kitchen.
Oh.
And it says, looking for a delicious, flavorful meal with a twist at Cat's Kitchen. We serve up mouthwatering dishes made with love and the finest ingredients. No menu. I can't see one thing they serve.
I'm almost certain we did something there a while back.
No.
We did. Not us personally, but I believe.
And who's we?
Wasn't the Lappy Roast there?
That was in Bridgeport.
I don't know. Was it Bridgeport? The name Catwalk sounds familiar. Or we did some kind of PLR event there.
At the catwalk,
yeah.
In New Haven.
Yeah, I want to say within the last 10 years, yeah.
Okay.
Something happened.
I wasn't there, I could tell you that 100%.
I wasn't there either, I'm just saying, yeah.
All right, well, apparently bounce their checks back then.
Something to do with a steak dinner or something like that, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was a steak dinner,
That sounds like the worst radio event ever. Let's have a steak dinner at the catwalk.
That's what fine dining.
There was a whole, I remember, it was two very separate rooms. It was like, here's where the event is and here's where the meal is.
Oh.
Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
You guys did a set with someone that works out of the back, is what I think your other caller is talking about.
Yeah.
We did a set.
The guy's name was Ghost.
Phil is remembering something.
Right. I'm seeing him nodding his head.
Wait, what do you mean we did a set?
It's the New Haven Adult Society.
Ah.
What is that?
Yeah, he came in and explained it.
Oh, dude, that's right. He came in studio.
What is that?
He has like some kind of like couples. Phil got a better memory than I do. But
no,
he
really?
Sat over there. Yeah, and he was
okay.
Yeah,
that was New Haven.
Nice guy. Nice guy.
Waterbury. He was a younger guy, right?
Yeah, nice guy. Well dressed. Yeah,
I think you're confusing the one that's like having a problem with the church with this guy.
Yeah,
they're two separate.
Yeah, no. The church guy was older.
Yeah,
this guy was younger.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Good looking guy. Mm-hmm. Had like a girl, but like also did like, you know, he would have these events.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It felt like a sex cult leader.
Where folks were like hooked up.
It did a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Right. But gentlemanly.
But he was a gentleman.
Very
gentlemanly.
Yes. No, he was a great guest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's what your caller was talking about.
All right, thank you. All right, we got to get him on the show.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you for filling in the gaps. I would have never connected those dots.
Who knew we'd hear? Thank you for filling in the gap in a story about the catwalk. Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Hello.
What do mimes call?
Hello.
Yes, no, you're trapped in a box. It was windy.
Yeah, I was just talking to him.
Gotcha. Oh,
yeah. I threw him on hold real quick just to clarify.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, I have more questions now than answers from this story. Man shot inside gentleman's club in New Haven.
Yeah.
Apparently not the gentleman club we were thinking of.
Right.
Like I was thinking of country club.
Yes.
Blue blood.
Right.
Generations of wealth.
Right, you hear like violins and someone's putting the hops across.
That's right. That's right. The kind of place we'd pull up and they'd say, "You're in the wrong place."
Oh, Ralph Pierre.
No, you guys could get into this one.
Yeah. This one we can.
Yeah, yes,
we
can. Like
the one I was picturing, they'd be like, "I'm sorry, the help comes in through the back."
You must be the landscaper.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's talk about this cat rescuer.
Yes.
Made an amazing rescue. John DeBacker, good morning.
Oh, hi. Thank you for having me.
Right,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Yeah.
He's vice president of Long Island Cat Kit Solutions.
Oh, cool.
Which stands for LICS.
Oh.
Correct, yes.
Gotta have LICS.
Yep. Tell us what happened.
Sure, yeah. So last Sunday, actually, someone on Long Island in Bayshore, New York, she was outside doing yard work. And she
Hey, John, can you move the mouthpiece of your phone just a little bit, please?
Oh, sure. Is that better?
Yep.
Okay. Last Sunday, someone on Long Island, New York, was outside doing yard work when she heard screaming coming from an underground pipe approximately 10 to 15 feet down.
Oh.
She tried luring the kitten out herself, but nothing was working. So she, in turn, called the Bayshore Fire Department and Suffolk Police Department, who responded. They were able to pull some boards up from her deck and trace the sounds to the pipe. But they spent an hour trying to free the kitten, but nothing was working. So they, in turn, had the homeowner call me, who I responded within approximately a half an hour.
It tells you he's the kitten whisperer, because the fire department, after an hour, said, "You call this other guy, we're not getting anywhere.
Get me licks."
Yeah, I've done many tricky situations, so this was pretty easy for me. When I arrived, I immediately heard the kitten screaming, and I played kitten sounds to try to get it.
Are they screaming, or are they just meowing loudly?
No, this one was screaming when I got there.
Ooh,
yeah, this one's get me the hell out of here. Yeah,
it's probably that, and probably I'm starving.
Right.
Yeah, it was probably screaming for its mother or siblings.
Oh.
But there was no way for it to get out. It probably fell down the pipe and couldn't get back up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so when I arrived, I heard the kitten screaming, and I played kitten meow sounds to get a visual of the kitten, and the kitten responded to the meow sounds. So from there, I used a catch pole, which is a device they use to loop dogs. I was able to loop the kitten and pull her right up to safety.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then I brought the kitten to Second Chance Animal Rescue, where she's actually been adopted.
Oh, wow.
Her name was Piper. I made a post on Facebook.
Oh, Piper. That's great.
It was at a holy.
I made a post on Facebook for name suggestions, and everyone suggested the name Piper.
Piper works.
Piper's a great name.
Yeah.
What kind of cat?
It's a domestic short hair. It was a two-month-old kitten.
Oh.
Any signs of where mom is?
Actually, I think we have located the mom. We're still trying to trap her, though. But we had to make sure there were no more kittens before catching her.
Right.
And it seemed like this was the only kitten.
If a kitten and its mom are separated and then reunite like 2 years later, will they know?
Not necessarily. But this kitten is old enough to be separated from the mother. They don't need to be with the mother anymore.
No, but I mean, like, years later, if they see each other, would they know?
You're my mom.
You look familiar.
Yeah.
I recognize that stripe anywhere.
Where you been?
probably not. Cats aren't like that. They won't know that they're related.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
let's say.
Well, good for you, man, for what a cool rescue that is.
Yeah, seriously, great
that
work.
That works with a lot of different animals. If they hear the sound of that animal, they'll come out. It doesn't work with humans, though. Like, if I'm stuck somewhere and you play the sounds of people talking, I'm like, I'm not going over there. I hate people.
Chaz, where are you? Chaz, where are you? Chaz,
they sound awful.
It does work great with cats, though.
Right.
I'm not sure about other animals, but definitely cats.
Oh, really? They respond. You know, it's funny. I had my cat on my lap. I was at my desk, and I have my laptop open, my Mac, and he's just purring, and he will look at what's on the screen. He'll watch TV with us and react to it.
Yeah.
Some cats are like, that's just background.
Right.
I don't see it. He watches. So I'm like, oh, while he's sitting here, I pulled up a picture of our other cat.
Okay.
And soon as I put the picture on the screen, he gets right up and he looks like, oh, are we having a show down here? What are we doing? And he walks over.
You
can tell he's like, he's got his head extended. He's like sniffing. And then he takes his paw and he swats the screen.
Stop. Oh my God.
Take that.
So I can see how you could lure other cats out with the sounds of the meows. They react to it immediately.
Yeah, it's worked for many cats. Actually, I use that with every situation.
I like that he was defending the lap. He's like, no, I've claimed this space already.
That's right.
This is back going. Up.
No, it's daddy time. Get out of here.
My lappy time.
Hit it. And this is not the first rescue. You've had some other great rescues, right?
Correct, yeah. Actually, last year I stopped the Wanto Parkway, which is a two-lane parkway in each direction.
And we know that parkway very well. It's a dangerous parkway.
Yeah, I wouldn't even walk on there.
Yeah, the state cops helped stop the traffic. There was a kitten in the center median, terrified.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and how does a kitten get out there? That's a miracle that it's out in the middle.
Yeah.
And made it.
A lot of times they pull up the car engines. He was probably in someone's car, and then he fell off.
Oh, that's awful to think about.
Jesus.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. I've got many kittens in car engines.
Yeah. Yeah, they go because it's someplace warm. They say in the wintertime, always banging your hood a little bit
like
to make sure.
Or hot before you leave.
Yep. Yeah, I thought you meant like out the window. You mean it climbed up in the car to get some heat.
From underneath.
Some warmth.
Right.
And then the car's driving, it's like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, from underneath, the cat can get anywhere inside the car.
So this cat ends up in the middle of the highway, and you have the state police stop traffic.
Correct. They stopped the traffic. When I approached the kitten at first, it did run away from me, but it was a short foot pursuit.
Yeah.
And I dropped the net right on him.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, great work.
But do you have a real job? Like, not a real job, but do you have a job that you have to say, hey, boss?
Yeah, I had to rescue a cat.
I got to go.
Yeah.
No, I do this full time. I'm an influencer on social media.
Oh, great.
Network.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Nice.
I normally don't like when I hear someone say, I'm an influencer, but like with you, good.
We like
I want you to influence people.
Yes.
You're influencing people in the right way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's great.
And then you rescued a cat with its head stuck in a jar on Christmas.
Oh,
correct. Yeah, actually, the jar was on its head for about 2 days beforehand. But I was in Jersey actually on Christmas Day with my family, so I wasn't too far at the time. So luckily, my phone was buzzing on Christmas Day for the cat because someone saw the cat. So I responded within a half an hour, and I was able to sneak up on the cat and free it from the jar.
You had to sneak up on it. Why did you have to sneak up on it?
Because if she saw me coming, she would have ran probably.
It was a glass jar.
So the cat wasn't like in a house.
Right.
No, it was outside loose.
Right.
Oh,
trying to catch it for the day before, but it kept running from them.
Did you name Mason? For the jar. Never mind.
Yeah, okay.
I got it.
I'm like, ooh, crickets.
that guy was adopted also.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, man. I liked your space helmet joke better.
Thank you.
I thought that was better than Mason.
Yeah, that didn't register, so I'm like, I'm going to go for number two.
Let me just keep going.
Just keep on throwing stuff out there.
No, I like that. It's like, hey, this looks like a good space helmet.
I need someone to rescue me.
Oh, man.
I have some pretty intense stories. I've been doing this for about 15 years now.
Wow.
All right, give us one.
I stopped at BQE a few years ago.
A what?
The BQE, the Brooklyn Expressway.
Damn.
The BQE. Yeah.
Oh, I broke down there once. Bad place.
On the overpass.
Wow.
I also caught a kid in midair last year. It was in a tree screaming. So I climbed up the tree, but my ladder was too short. So I tried to lure the kitten down, but it fell right into my hands.
Oh, wow.
So it fell and you caught it.
It fell, yeah. I caught it as it was falling.
Nice.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that was pretty wild also.
We're yelling to it.
Yeah, is there a human sound that they respond to?
Not usually, no. They just respond to cat meows. They don't normally respond to humans.
So the person meows, so they have like they acknowledge that, just like, this guy's an idiot.
Oh yeah, they actually do respond to like a human meow. Huh.
All right,
yeah.
So I talked to Furley at night. Right. He's like he's an orange tabby, but he gets night crazies.
The zoomies.
But I think it's because, you know, he sees differently than other cats, and he sees shadows. He sees everything. He'll watch television.
Right.
So when it starts getting dark, he's like chasing every little shadow in the house.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so he'll do this whole like meow, and I'll meow back, and we'll go for like 5 minutes. And Jennifer's like, shut up.
Right.
So is there a sound like, AJ, if you were calling a cat, what sound would you make?
You just go,
is that what you do?
Yeah.
I go,
I don't do the,
what sound do you do?
Sometimes I do like,
that's what I do.
Yeah, Marshall was a really cute cat outside of New Britain walking my dog, and the cat must have loved dogs because she came right up to Tony and they like cuddled together, and then the cat started following us. It was
all right,
so cute.
This is what we're going to do, John. We're going to do, each of us are going to do sounds, and then you tell us 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, which one's most likely to get the cat to come. All right? Okay.
Okay.
That's going to scare it. But
sorry, was that one of them?
Oh, that's a little too juicy.
You're going to get boyfriends with that one. All right, so that was 3. Here comes 4. Oh, hold it.
Probably 4.
And 5.
Oh, bird.
That's good. That's smart.
Yes.
Yeah, probably 4.
Then, 4.
Yeah, most likely going to alarm.
All right, go ahead, Ruth. Keep going.
She sounds like a cat.
She sounds like a cat.
She had the same voice. Wow.
Yeah, that was good also. That was blur.
Yeah, you got to see the litter box.
Hey. Wow. That's pretty good.
Wow.
And she was just like murdered on stage at a GWAR show.
It's amazing, isn't it?
But she could call a cute cat.
Right.
No problem. Right.
Multifaceted.
All right, we're going to link up to your stuff on the radio station website, man. Very cool. I like people like you. You make the place a better place to live.
You're doing a great work, man.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm follow you now.
Yeah, it's John.
Yeah, I'm John DeBacker on Facebook.
John DeBacker.
Yep.
Not John the Backer.
DeBacker.
DeBacker. D-E-A-C-K-E-R.
Right. Yeah. With Long Island Cat Kitten Solutions. Or
correct, yeah, I do this full time. I'm always available for emergency calls.
Nice.
And what do you charge or you take donations?
I don't charge anything. I only take donations because if someone can't afford it, the animal suffers.
This guy.
Do it for the right reasons.
Look at you.
Are you
able to pay your bills?
Yeah, I have a large network.
Nice.
Okay, yeah, do you live with your parents or how do you?
No, I'm alone.
Okay, because Long Island's not cheap.
Yep.
So good for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, John, this won't be the last time we talk. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Oh, boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
Dumbass.
They heard your cat call.
Yes. Hi, kids. Hi, wasn't that bad, kids? Fine.
That would scare cats away.
It did.
The snapping.
Apparently. Yeah. Brought the kids, though. Well, yeah. Marshall, if I go like this, if
I want our cats to scatter or out of the room because, you know, we're going to use it for something,
Oh, the clapper.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That they hate that sound. They're like,
oh, wow.
We are out of here.
Wow. I just drop a butter knife on the floor.
Right.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
AJ, do your cat call.
Marshall, I go. And I snap my
together.
And he comes, yeah. Yeah, especially like in middle.
The snapping would make me scared.
Like in the middle of the night, like also like, you know, he has this thing when after he poos, he has to announce it. So he'd be like going,
Maybe he's in pain.
Right? No, he's not in pain. He's not in pain.
I think it's a male cat thing because Bronx does this too.
Yeah, he just yells, just announces, I pooed. You know?
And
I'm like, I feel better.
And I'm like, dude, I'm like, and I start doing this, and he comes over. Unfortunately, later on, you know what he did, wafts into my room like whoa.
Yeah. We have our litter boxes in the basement. We have a cat door down to the basement. So they
love that.
Yeah. Marshall wouldn't fit through a cat door right now. Yeah.
Really?
I need a garage door.
He's that big now?
He's a big cat. Like, he's big. I mean, he's long and he's wide and he's tall.
That's big.
Yeah. He's just a big cat.
He's big. He's long. Yeah. He's wide. He's tall.
Right.
Yeah. That's big. Exactly. All around.
Every
big.
Measurement.
Just all big. Around.
I love it.
Just a big guy.
All right, let's talk about babies.
Okay.
A contributor for Barstool Sports posted a video of himself on a plane with a crying baby.
Oh.
He says the parents should be showing it a tablet or a phone to keep the kid quiet. What do we all think here? Here's the clip that's going viral.
Six hours of that going to L.A. Six hours because this kid was...
No baby cries for 6 hours.
It was a rough flight, like bad flight, and that kid cried the entire time. The entire time. It drowned my cries out. I'm like, hey, I'm trying to cry here too, kid. That could be annoying. That could really be annoying.
I feel for the parents.
Yeah.
I'm always prepared for this on an airplane because they can't get out.
Yeah.
I have a problem with the parents in a restaurant that could get up and walk out.
Yes, exactly.
One of you can take the baby out for a walk.
Right.
But when you're on a plane, there's no place to go. There's nothing you can do. I feel for the parents. There's nothing they can do.
Yeah, I realized that on the flight. I mean, I actually felt bad for the kid, like hour three. I'm like, this poor kid is just having a really, really bad day. Yeah.
And they know. They're sitting there. They know everybody's looking at them.
Hates them.
They know. They can't do. They're doing all they can, I promise.
Yeah, we were too busy white knuckling it the entire time.
I thought I heard the parents say, it's okay, softly.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Okay. I heard that too.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're trying.
Oh, let's hear it again.
You're talking to the pilot.
Okay, so here's the bigger jerk here. Is it the parent for not showing the baby a tablet or a phone or something? Or is it the guy who's videoing saying, like, look how hell my life is because of this kid? Who's the bigger dumbass?
Let's see. Barstool. Filmed himself, kid cry. I think I have my answer.
I'm saying the parent. if you know your kid's going to cry, you should have something to take care of the kid. You know, like if the kid's prone to crying on long trips, something to
could have been the first flight.
The video is only 15 seconds.
Right.
How do you know that they didn't handle this in second 22? And they're like, we're going to edit it right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they're like, we found the binky. And then it's, you know.
Right.
Oh, look.
If this went on for 3 minutes, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. Look, the white rag worked.
Put on blue.
Yeah, like a children's dose. That's all. It's a children's dose.
We flew to Florida for Thanksgiving. Mateo was 9 months old. We had no idea how he was going to handle the flight. And my preparation was, if he opens his mouth to cry, I'm just going to throw food in there.
Nice.
So we had little yogurt melts, and he would go like, ah. And I just, like, right on his tongue, and he was like, oh, this is nice.
Right.
And that was the last, like, 45 minutes of the flight. I was just like, yep, I'm just gonna throw one at a time.
Well, he's a good kid.
He is. He's a happy
baby.
He's
a good kid.
Yeah. We got very lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, hey, good morning. Joe from Long Island Aquarium. Sometimes what happens with the kids, too, is they can't clear their ears like an adult.
Right.
So their just ears are full of pain, and there's just nothing they can do about it.
I didn't clear ears. I don't know how to do that.
You yawn.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding, no.
All right. We're helping AJ at least, so. But,
wow.
Yeah, that's the reality of the situation.
I didn't know.
It's supposed to happen on
its own. I didn't know. I don't know these things. I don't fly very often.
Okay. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
Appreciate that. See, learned something today. Yawn. Okay. That works. What?
Now you got to book a flight and do the trick.
No, I'm good.
Wow.
You know, some things you just learn.
Some things you just learn. 60 years into life.
Right.
Well,
maybe flown like a half dozen times in my life.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Have you ever gone up a hill?
It doesn't affect me. Hills don't affect me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You never had to pop your ears on a hill.
My ears pop by themselves. Also, it's like, oh, you know. And I thought it was hemorrhaging.
How many times did I think dumbass news is going to be about something else, and it turned out to be about you?
Almost every time.
Ed in East Haven.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning, you.
There's absolutely nothing those parents can do.
Nothing.
There's nothing. Yeah. The kid's too young for a tablet to entertain.
Really?
So as a passenger on the plane, you just have to be understanding that there's nothing the kid can
you
do.
You know what
there's
you're signing up for when you get on an airplane. Exactly. You're on there with 50, 100, I don't know how many people.
Yeah.
But they're all different ages and different problems and different mental stability levels.
Right. And that's just a flight crew.
I'd rather take a crying baby than like the chatty stranger next to you.
That's right.
Like,
yeah.
Pick up the
cues.
I'm on a family vacation. I took my crying 4-year-old out of the pool because everybody didn't want to hear it. You want to cry? We can go in the other room and cry.
Yeah. Oh, you're that guy. Aren't you the guy who makes the kids cry?
No, I don't make them cry, Chaz. Come on.
No, you the took him to right? the milkshake.
Milkshake.
He took him to the drive-thru.
Yeah, right.
And he ordered himself a milkshake, ordered them nothing, and drove off. Right. And they're all like, wah!
They were crying about it. They were mad about it. But what are you going to do?
I wouldn't sleep with them. Both eyes closed.
You're not going to cry in a public place and let your kid ruin everybody's experience. Unfortunately, on an airplane, like you said, there's nothing you could do when the kid was too young for
Are you being attacked by birds now?
He's hitting the head.
No, I'm outside. I'm outside on the deck smoking before we load the car to leave.
Nice.
Well, at least you're not blowing the smoke in the kid's face.
Right. You're a good dad.
No, never, never. Always outside.
All right. 99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. John Pearson, sports director, News 8 in studio. 30 years this Saturday.
Yeah, it's just flown by too. It's wild. You know, I think about it, and it's like 30 years. If you told me that when I first started, I would have signed up immediately to be home. I haven't had to really leave the state. You know, in this business, so many people have to travel and cut their teeth in other places. But I was really lucky.
So you grew up here.
Yeah.
Watched News 8.
Yep.
Became an intern.
Yep.
Became a sports person on air.
Yeah.
And then became sports director.
Yeah.
And never left.
Never left.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
And I didn't even go to school. I started school for civil engineering because I thought I came out of Eli Whitney as a carpentry student, and I wanted to like build things and roads and develop things. And I met one of the sportscasters working my part-time job pumping gas. I asked him how he got into the business because I played sports. I missed sports. He said, I want you to call Bob Akosi up and see if he maybe interested in an internship. Sure enough, I went down there, got an internship. Next thing you know, switching my major. I'm interning. I'm going to Whalers games. I'm all over the place, going to UConn basketball games in the old field house before it really blew up. And it's been a great journey. I've been really lucky.
Yeah, you go to these games for free. You talk about sports to get paid for it. Yeah. This is like every dude's dream.
Yeah,
all you need is like a couch and a beer fridge.
That's
how sports should be done, really.
Yeah.
If you think about like we need to evolve everything that we do now.
Yeah.
Like if you think about your set,
mm-hmm.
when they go to you, should be a man cave.
Just hanging out. Yeah. Years ago we had a show called Sports Edge, and we kind of put like couches, and we did. It was fun. We had some sports things, and they were just kind of, you know, a few guys sitting around talking
Ratty
sports.
Ratty Parker Lounger.
And, of course, you got to be careful, you know. And I think originally that was what the Barstool idea was, you know, Barstool Sports, just saying it how you want. So, you know, saying like you would to your buddies.
Yeah. You're just in the bar talking sports.
Yeah. In a Barstool, yeah.
But you got to make sure you just keep it down the middle these days, you know.
Right.
What do you mean?
Well, just deliver it. Here it is. You decide, you know. Because everything has changed. It's changed so much, you know.
What do you mean?
I don't want to, you know, you don't want to offend anybody. You don't want to act out of character.
But
you know
in
what I mean?
Sports. You're not one of those sports guys who wants an opinion.
I have a talking head.
You're more of a, I'm delivering you the scores.
Yeah. You figure out, you know, and I'll have an opinion on certain things for sure. And I like to have fun when I can. I also don't want to force it too, because, you know, you just got to be real.
Yeah. You're respecting the viewer's opinion.
Yeah.
You're not like, I'm not going to force my views down your throat.
Yeah. No, here it is. You know, just kind of
here's this, here's that, you know, you come up with
it. You figure it out.
And I like to get to personalities of athletes too. Cause I think that's the biggest thing. Like, people can relate to emotion, happy, sad, funny, the stats and the numbers sometimes just get, who cares, so that's what I tried to do for many years.
Have you put together like a montage of the craziest sports stories in your 30 years?
No.
Aaron Hernandez has to be one.
Yeah.
The Patriots' dominance has to be one.
Yeah. Aaron Hernandez is certainly up there. That still blows my mind when I hear that story.
From Connecticut.
Yeah. And going up there and interviewing him, as a junior in high school, the senior. And then, when he comes back as an All-American from Florida and then with the Patriots, and every time is smiling and nice to me and nice to my kids. I took my kids to Walter Camp.
Seems like a real
gentleman. And then, you hear this and you're like, what?
Like a Jekyll and Hyde. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There was a whole nother dark side.
Yeah.
And it was dark.
It's just a shame. Very talented person.
Yeah. The whole thing was a shame. Covered his brother too. DJ, now Jonathan at UConn. He's had his own issues of late too. So kind of a sad state of affairs. Read DJ's book about, how life was growing up, and, they went through some tough stuff. But man, that is one of the wildest stories. But, met so many great people, interviewed some of my heroes.
Have you met Derek Jeter?
I asked Derek Jeter for an interview at Yankee Stadium one time, and he was nice. He said, "I can't do it right now, pal." And he just kept running. A-Rod didn't even answer me.
A-Rod said, "Don't look at me."
But on the flip side, a guy like Aaron Judge, phenomenal, actually waited for us at our camera a few years back to do an interview. Because we were doing both sides. We were doing the Astros when George Springer from Connecticut was here and Charlie Morton from Connecticut. We had one camera over there. We were doing the interview with Charlie Morton, and we look over and Aaron Judge is standing at our other camera waiting. So we're like, all right, thanks, Charlie. And we
gotta go.
And he said, no, I appreciate waiting. He said, no problem. He said, I told you I'd do it. I saw you guys over there, so I just figured I'd give you a few minutes.
Nice.
That's cool.
He's a judge.
I don't know if he'd do it now, but that was probably 4 years ago.
Okay.
If you had to pick a game that you're like, man, I was at that game, is there one that comes to mind?
A couple of them. The first UConn men's national championship.
That is such a special game.
Yeah.
Just no one thought they would make that.
No, I literally have goosebumps. And I actually just got a little goosebumps again because thinking about all of it, watching it, going up there as an intern when they're playing in the field house in the middle of the track and field. They didn't have Gamble. It was popular. They had some good teams. But it just the whole explosion. And then to be in the front row and just watch it and then to go to a few more since then. But that first one really sticks out. That's one of my favorite things to cover.
Yeah, Jim Calhoun.
Yeah, Jim's great. And in the beginning, I was scared to death of Jim.
Yeah, I was going to say, did he ever yell at you?
Sometimes you'd be in these press conferences and be like, leave it to someone else to get yelled at. But I remember asking a question, and it seemed like he was going down that road, but he kind of came back. And as I've gotten to know Jim, he's a phenomenal guy. He really is. He's been so nice and supportive and it's funny. Last time one of the last times I saw him was in Las Vegas when Dan Hurley won his first one there. Went up to interview Jim because he flew in for the game, and I went to his hotel room. He's having trouble with his hip walking, and I said, "Hey, need anything, Coach?" He said, "Hey, would you mind going to grab me a coffee?" So I said, "Yeah, you want anything else? There's a Starbucks down in the hotel lobby." Yeah, one of those marble cakes too. So I went down and got, I made it my own Uber delivery.
It's like being an intern all over again.
Yeah, but he was appreciative. He and Gino Auriemma has been phenomenal. I've been really lucky.
A rock star.
Yeah, I mean, the state has been lucky to have those guys do what they did at UConn because that's become our professional franchise, UConn.
Without question,
teams come and go, but everyone rallies around a UConn national championship run.
Right.
Yeah.
John Pearson, News 8. In studio. He's been doing sports there for 30 years.
30 years!
This Saturday. Are they doing something for you?
If they are, it's a surprise.
Right. Oh, okay.
That means no.
So I'm not going to try to ruin it.
That means no.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting.
Right.
You know what the number one song was 30 years ago? This is how you're going to hear how long he's been doing this. Here's the number one song from 1995. America?
To really love a woman.
Is that all you got?
What What is this?
Bryan Adams.
Oh, is that the John Watt DeMarco thing?
To love a woman.
Have you ever really loved a woman?
That was it.
Man, you got a dog week.
Yeah, I heard this on Light 100.5.
Oh, so this isn't of the year. It's of this week.
Of the week. I went very specific.
Okay.
I was hoping for a rock song.
Of the hour.
Wow. Do you remember hearing that driving into News 8? Like, wow, I'm an employee at News 8 now.
Yeah, I still play it. Me and Bryan Adams. 30 years later.
That's not a good driving song.
It is if you want to cry.
Wow. He doesn't even play that in concert now.
No.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, he must forget that never happened. Yeah.
You want the song from the year? I can grab that.
Okay, yeah. Let's give it another shot. Okay.
All right.
Fingers crossed.
You have a good movie year.
Fingers crossed. I'll tell you that.
Anticipation is killing me. Oh.
This is so you.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Even at the hairdo. Yeah.
Hold on a second. Let me, sports director.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all, that's a good lean.
Actually, I got to do this.
Yeah.
There you go.
You have the hairstyle, too.
So this is number one of the year.
95.
This song, by the way, is a masterpiece.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll take this one. Thank you.
Yeah, this is a great song.
It beats Pride.
Yeah, Bryan Adams.
Sappy
90s. Oh man, I don't know. I think it was the Grammys, but he performed this live, and he had a bunch of people in white singing in the background, just dressed all in white.
Yeah, cool.
And the spotlight. And I still get chills when I think about it. It's one of the greatest television performances of a live song.
Goose pimples. Oh my god.
Goose pimples.
Goose pimples. Oh my god.
What was number two? Do we have other songs that were popular that year?
That was all like it was the year of TLC. So Waterfalls was huge. That was the number two.
Okay.
According According to Billboard.
Actually, Met Left Eye at a celebrity softball game in New Britain. Oh, Ray Allen celebrity softball game.
Really?
And Left Eye was there playing. Yeah.
Left Eye.
Yeah. Right. Quincy Righty.
That's a music video, so.
Ah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
This was number two. They had number three, Creep. And then Kiss from a Rose was four.
Oh.
Lord.
Well, that makes sense because the number one movie in 1995 in terms of box office gross, Batman Forever.
Yep. Mm.
Got it.
Apollo 13 was number two.
Wow.
Toy Story number three. All these movies you could see today and still say they're good
classics,
movies.
Classics,
Pocahontas.
It's good for the kids.
Yep. Never saw it.
Yep. Love that one.
Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls.
Yeah, I think Pet Detective was better, the first one.
Casper was number six.
Okay.
Die Hard with a Vengeance, number seven.
Crimson Tide.
Golden Eye.
All right.
Waterworld. Dangerous Minds, seven.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
That's the best part of that movie.
That's it.
Gwyneth Paltrow's head ends up in a box.
Yep. Can we go back there when going to the movies was fun?
Oh, my God. Those movies. You know? That's a great lineup. Yep. Think of that.
Yeah. Yep.
That year. That's just some of the movies from that year.
Yep.
Easy date nights right there.
Yeah, sure, it was.
Exactly.
I've probably seen most of those Toy Story the most because I watched it on loop with the kids.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, go to sleep.
Yeah, me too. How many kids do you have?
Four.
Four.
Now a granddaughter.
Oh, wow.
One-year-old Hazel May.
Look at you.
Yeah. We just spent a week in Disney with her for her first birthday.
Wow.
How much did that cost?
And you're still sane.
A year in pay. A week in Disney's like a year in pay.
Seriously.
Well, fortunately, everyone paid for themselves because my children are producing their own cash. For me at a moderate resort, it was like $3,500 for the week. That included meals and park hopper passes.
All right, too bad.
It wasn't.
That's
awful.
One single person,
right? But if there was 10 of us, including the baby, so you know, you're talking what $30,000 for the most part. The baby was
for
free.
A week
for mouse or pancakes.
Yeah,
that's. Wild,
yeah, good memory. She'll love the pictures. She'll love the video. She won't remember anything, but she was into it. Yeah.
Right.
And she was great on the plane. By the way, I heard that plane story on the drive.
That's great.
But
you just never know.
No.
What are the plans for Father's Day when you have four kids?
We over the years we've run in the Brantford Road Race. Me and the four kids, we've kind of done that as a thing and spend the morning together, some breakfast. I don't know if we're gonna run it this year. I haven't really. Trained, it gets a little harder to run 5 miles when you don't train much. We'll see.
Fast.
Yeah, but right now I think this plan is just to just be together, have something to eat, and
So they're all still living in Connecticut.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's here. So
oh, nice.
I'm lucky in that way.
Wow.
All right. Do you know Vince the Voice?
Yes.
Yes, I know Vince the Voice.
Vince right. the Voice.
He works at like Home Depot.
Yes.
And he does, you know, these viral announcements over the Home Depot PA.
Yeah, dressing in characters, sounds like he's Hulk Hogan, things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And so now he's applying for a job that's a, you know, it's a popular job in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And he's going to try out for John Pearson, and we're going to see if John thinks he should advance and get this job.
Awesome.
I love this guy. Don't you love this guy?
Yes.
John Pearson. Yep. You say, you know, when you see someone has a run in television for 30 years and it's a John Pearson, you're like, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
There's a reason for it. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
Yeah. We've been friends that since we started here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
22 years.
Well, I remember coming down, like you guys do shows on the boardwalk in West Haven and, you know, did the shock collar with you back in the day.
Still comes back on it.
Yeah, yeah, despite like all you. That. Yep.
All right. We all kind of know Vince the Voice. It's not our Vince Barry.
No.
Who's Vince the Prince. This is Vince the Voice.
Yes.
He works at Home Depot. He does announcements and they go viral because he dresses up and, right? Right,
gets Vince? Into it.
Yes. Chaz and AJ, good morning. How is everybody?
Good morning, good. Sir.
Good. And John, you're familiar with Vince the
yeah,
Voice.
Yeah, right? I know Vince. He's done some stuff for News 8 folks, and he works at Home Depot, so I have a soft spot for him because I worked at Home Depot in North Haven.
Oh, while wow,
I
was really?
Back into college, yes.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Selling lighting and electrical products. So. Oh,
do you know anything about lighting?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I do. I mean, don't test me on it right now. Like, okay. I hung a new ceiling fan in the house. Wow. I changed
okay,
lights.
Okay, so you could do that stuff.
I could do some plumbing work, and I went for carpenter in Eli Whitney. So I like doing a lot of that
nice.
Stuff. It's nice.
Okay, so you were actually handy.
Yeah, yeah. If you
that's
a hammer.
Thing of the past now, yeah, finding yeah. someone at these stores.
Yeah.
Most of them are smart, but then you find the one that's like, I don't know how you got in here and got your vest, but yeah, right. Congratulations.
I was that guy.
It's changed a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so Vince, in addition to working at Home Depot and other things, you're trying out for a position with UConn Athletics as an announcer.
Yes, I'm currently, I've applied for their PA position for UConn football as well as basketball.
Nice.
And here's the weird thing. He put AJ down as a reference.
Yes.
That's great.
I said I would be a hindrance or a help, but okay.
Yeah.
John, let's just act like you're hiring for this position, and then, you know, you see Vince, and Vince puts AJ. You know AJ. You're like, oh, let me call AJ and get the lowdown on Vince.
Yeah. AJ, what's the deal with this Vince guy?
He's a good guy. I like him. He makes a lot of videos and whatnot. He's good.
Okay. How's his voice? Is it
Bone? Well, he's Vince the Voice, so that tells you right there. He's got a voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vince, how do you know AJ?
We met about 6 years ago. I did a wrestling event for them at the Oakdale in Wallingford.
Okay. How did you get into this voice thing?
I originally started back in the 90s at the Super Kmart. I was making these wild and crazy intercom announcements.
I just want to point out how fast John stopped asking AJ questions because he knew this is nowhere.
Sometimes less is more with it. And he's a legend. So I would have
asked him, why are you talking like this?
I was trying something else on the phone.
What year is your phone from?
I have an old phone.
It sounds like an old phonograph. You have to kind of crank up.
Like the first year of phones.
That's right. Alexander Graham Bell over here.
It's my phone.
It's a can and a string right. AJ's on, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm sorry, AJ, you want to talk more?
Well, no, I hope he gets a call.
I do.
From UConn, because I know that if Vince has any shot at getting this, right. It's over after they speak to you.
Oh, no.
I appreciate it.
He should come on as a reference.
I
could be
John
a reference,
Pearson.
Too. Yeah.
Yep.
That's why I got to grill Vince right now. I got to know how it started, you
that's
know, what
right.
his passion is.
Right.
Yeah, you know,
right.
He's got the voice, mm-hmm. you know.
Let me see. I've been given intercom announcements to spit shine since 98-99. Back on the scene, crispy and clean, as the man who's been spitting fire like Godzilla for the Middletown Home Depot since the spring of 2014. UConn Huskies. I'd like to feel like a champion, like the UConn football Huskies after the Fenway Bowl, or like the 6-time national champion men Huskies, or the 12-time UConn women's Huskies. Score like Maya Moore, or solo ball with a great PA announcer. Rebound like Tarris Reed Jr., or Sarah Strong. I could give him an assist like Hassan Diarra or Paige Beckers. I'd be a great addition, surely. I'd be a winner like Dan Hurley. It's no dilemma. Dilemma. Hire Vince the Voice and feel like a champion like Gino Auriemma.
All right, let me hear your introduction for Donovan Klingon. You're announcing him to start the game.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming down to the court, Donovan Klingon.
The crowd loved it.
Yeah, the crowd was into it.
Yeah, totally into it.
This is exciting. Yeah, for you.
I think, Vince, you if you get an interview, you have to speak like that the whole time.
That's right.
Okay. You know what I mean?
That's no problem.
So, like, you do the announcer voice the whole time, and all of us, this panel of six here, we're going to ask you questions, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, where are you originally from?
Originally from Wallingford, Connecticut.
No, announcer voice.
Announcer voice, yes.
You already show you can't follow instructions.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was doing it. Let me see. Originally from Wallingford, Connecticut, now residing in Middletown.
There we go.
Perfect.
There you go. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Announcing.
Quick to the point.
Either on TV or radio.
That's good.
I'm interested in a flashback. Can you give us a blue light special Kmart announcement, please?
Wow. Super Kmart.
Let me see. Blue light special. The year was 1998, going into 99. The New York Yankees win the World Series. John Elway and the Denver Broncos win the Super Bowl. David Robinson and the San Antonio Spurs win their first NBA championship. And the Dallas Stars win the Stanley Cup.
What do you think?
I mean, that's impressive. Yeah, you knew all that.
Yeah, right. You are ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why they call me the photographic memory phenom, because my mind is like a DVD. Each year is a chapter. When I think back, I get caught up in the rapture.
Oh, really? We could just pick a year and you can do, you know, a little overview?
Yeah. Like, let me see. Give me one NBA team, one NHL, baseball, and football.
All right. Chicago Bulls.
Right.
Yep.
You want a hockey team?
Yep.
Okay. Well, Detroit Red Wings.
Okay.
Phil?
You want me to do football?
Yep.
Correct.
All right, we'll do, let's do Cleveland Browns.
Oh.
Okay. And what about baseball?
AJ?
You're Yankees.
Yankees, good choice.
Thank you.
Let me see. Ladies and gentlemen, do you look for a radio show but feel like you've never won anything like the Cleveland Browns? Then I would like to be like a champion, like the 91, 92, 93, 96, 97, and 98 Chicago Bulls, where you could be like Mike, or you could score like the 97, 98, or 2002 Detroit Red Wings, or be a champion like Derek Jeter in the 96, 98, 99, 2000, and 2009 New York Yankees, hopefully this year's Yankees, and take you into a great show by tuning in to Chaz and AJ every Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99 Rock PLR.
Wow.
Clip that and send it to David Benedict, UConn AD.
That was great.
That was impressive.
That was good.
Thank you.
That's like one of those magicians, or a mentalist or whatever. Like, here, pick this card, do this. You didn't know what was coming, and you were able to put it together.
That's awesome.
Yes.
They'd be looking to have you.
Yes.
They really would.
They'd be looking to have you on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. Vince the Voice, Home Depot on YouTube.
You know, the only thing I'd be worried about with you, if I'm interviewing you for this position, is that you would somehow make it about you. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So you just, if you interview, just at some point say that. Yeah. Like, I know it's about the team and it's about UConn, but if you want color, I can bring that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Keep the passion for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think they need someone like you.
They do.
Definitely.
Thank you.
You're a character. You're awesome.
Right. Well, you want someone who's going to go mini viral, get people interested in a game that maybe they wouldn't be interested in.
Exactly.
The people that are interested, John, the people who are into this, they're already into it.
Yeah. I mean, and you're starting to hype up the crowd. You know, John Tuitt did it for many, many years, did a great job there at UConn. And then they have Game Day Connor, who does the in-game stuff, but the announcements, and you're the first voice they're hearing, you know, introducing the players off the bench. And you got to bring that energy because, I mean, the fans are already going to have the energy, and you're just going to add to it for sure. So,
Vince, good luck, man.
Yeah, you got this.
Fingers crossed.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right,
keep us
posted.
Most definitely, and thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you. Vince the Voice, everybody. Yeah. We'll link up to whatever, I don't know, Home Depot. And, I think he's got sites.
Yeah.
We'll find his sites.
Yeah.
At WPLR.com. John, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
It's always a blink of an eye.
It is. That's why you're going to have to get security to get me out of here for the last hour because I'm just going to sit here.
Cool. Yeah.
Now, you guys are a lot of fun. I love everything you guys do.
Well, congratulations on 30 years, man. It's
Thank
so
you.
Huge.
Yeah. Thank you.
So huge and well deserved. Yes. John Pearson, News 8.
Yay.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Looking to upgrade your bathroom without the hassle or the wait? Say hello to Blissful Baths, the stress-free way to transform your space into a relaxing retreat. Right now, Blissful Baths is offering 12 months with no payments and no interest. That's right, zero payments and zero interest for a whole year. Even better, they can replace your walk-in shower or bath in as little as one day. No mess, no long waits, just a beautiful new bath space, fast. And here's the cherry on top. You can get up to 20% off with instant manufacturer rebates, plus extra savings for seniors and first responders. Ready to turn your bathroom into your own personal spa? Go to blissfulbaths.com today to request your free consultation. That's blissfulbaths.com. You deserve affordable luxury.